How important is Jesus? In order to obtain anything from God, is Jesus himself essential? Or can a person come to God simply by saying the name of Jesus? How can a person gain profitable access to the people of God? Is Jesus necessary in that matter? Or can you experience the benefits of the saints of God without Jesus being involved in the matter? Those are some questions I'll address in this message. Jesus, the door of the sheep. My text is taken from John 10:7. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. In this text, Jesus is describing his relationship to the people of God, those whom God has accepted. There's a sense in which all of the people of God are together. They have a common salvation, as affirmed in Jude 1:3, and a common faith, as stated in Titus 1:4. They have the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, acknowledging one body, one Spirit, and one hope of their calling. They hold to one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and acknowledge one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all, and in them all. This is stated in Ephesians 4:4-6. This puts them all together in Christ, bound together by their faith in Christ and love for one another. In our text, the spiritual place in which the sheep are gathered is referred to as a sheepfold. In John 10:1, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. A sheepfold is a sheep pen, as the NIV reads, or the place where the sheep are kept. Doctrinally, this place is the church or the body of Christ. It's the body of people to whom God himself adds every saved person. As it is written in Acts 2:47, and the Lord added daily to the church such as should be saved. In fact, 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. This place of the ingathering of the saved is also referred to as the house of God. 1 Timothy 3:15 speaks of the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. The body of Christ, the church, the house of God, the sheepfold, they're all speaking about the same thing. The body of people who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb are living by faith and are walking in the Spirit. These are those of whom Jesus spoke when he referred to my sheep, declaring that he knew them, they knew him, they heard him, and they followed him. John 10:27. He goes out before these sheep, leading them in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, feeding them with the bread of life, giving them the water of life, and leading them beside still and peaceful waters where they can find rest for their souls. Now Jesus says he's the door of the sheep, or of the sheepfold. That is, he's the only one through whom anyone can gain profitable access to his sheep, which are the people of God, the church of the living God, and the body of Christ. Jesus goes on to say, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. John 10:1. That is, whoever tries to gain access to the people of God without going through Jesus himself is actually trying to take something from them. Such a person is a thief and a robber, seeking to gain personal profit from the people of God without associating them with the Lord Jesus Christ. On the other hand, the person who gains entrance to the people of God through the door, who is Jesus Christ himself, he is the shepherd of the sheep. They are seeking to benefit them instead of gaining profit from them. The ultimate shepherd, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who gained access to them through God the Father. Now Jesus elaborates on himself being the door of the sheep, or the means of gaining access to his people. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10:9. Here we see that rather than seeking to exploit the people of God, the person who gains access to them through Jesus Christ is seeking what the sheep have found in the shepherd. That person, the one who enters the sheepfold through the Lord Jesus Christ, will be saved and find spiritual nourishment wherever Jesus leads his sheep. Jesus said such a person would go in and out and find pasture. He does not mean that they will meander about on their own, finding nourishment for the soul. He's already said of the good shepherd, which is himself, he calleth out his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. John 10:3. They go out, therefore, when he leads them out to find fresh and nourishing food and refreshment for the soul. All of that belongs to the person who enters the sheepfold through the door, which is Jesus Christ himself. That is, when you come to Jesus and do so intently, you'll be ushered into the presence of his people. As 1 Corinthians 12:18 affirms, God will put you in the body of Christ where it pleases him to do so. You will become a part of the people he's leading and feeding, guiding and teaching, caring for and nourishing. All of that requires that you enter the sheepfold through Jesus. Not through a creed, but through him. Not through a theological system developed by men, but through him. You must come to the point where you're enthralled with Him, listen intently to Him, and do what He says. The people who do this are the people who are saved. In fact, they're the only ones who are saved. It's one thing to talk about the only way to God and salvation being Jesus. It's quite another to come that way. Are you aware of how many people say they are Christians, yet who are fundamentally ignorant of Jesus? They're not acquainted with Him. They have little or no idea of what He requires and what He teaches. They're not able to recognize His presence and are consequently easily deceived. Consider the words of our Lord Jesus Himself concerning the sheep, the real people of God. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. John 10:5. Once again, hear what He says of His people, His sheep. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. John 10:27. And what are those who are easily led astray, always buying into the latest religious fads and running off every new and popular media minister? Exactly how do they fit into Jesus' statement that His sheep do not follow strangers? That is, those who are really not sent by Him. The true shepherd says that the real sheep flee from strangers or spiritual impostors. That is, they're repulsed by them because who they are and what they say does not harmonize with who the true shepherd is and what He says. Remember, these are the words of Jesus, who Himself is the truth. There's not the slightest chance that His words are not true, or that they are exaggerative, or that they do not apply to all of His people. These are the people who came into the sheepfold through Jesus, and that is why they are what they are and do what they do. But what are those who seek to gain access to the sheep without entering the sheepfold through the door, who is Jesus Christ? What are those who desire to tap into the resources of the people of God without having anything to do personally with entering through Jesus Christ? Jesus describes them as climbing up into the sheepfold some other way. Here's what He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door of the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." And precisely, what is some other way? First, this is not primarily speaking of someone who seeks to be saved by some other means, although it's certainly true that no person can be saved independently of coming to Christ, hearing Him and obeying Him and being taught by Him. But that's not what Jesus is addressing in this text. Here He's speaking of someone who's seeking to exploit the sheep, gain profit from them, and fatten their financial coffers through them. That is why Jesus refers to such a person as a thief and a robber. The ultimate fulfillment of this is Satan, but Jesus is not speaking of Satan here. He's speaking of men who are among Satan's children and see the people of God as a means of profit. They are thieves and robbers. But let me be more specific on this. Say there's a religious cult who did not major on Jesus Christ, yet make every effort to lure professing Christians into their group. They climb over the wall of helping the needy and trying to lure the people of God into their number, seeking to convert them to their way of thinking. They're seeking to access the sheep without going through the shepherd. They hold their workshops, visit believers' homes, and hold conventions to lure professing Christians into their religious camp. But Jesus is not the centerpiece of their religion. He's only like some flavoring that's added to allure those who are simple. Such people are thieves and robbers, for they have sought access to the people of God without themselves embracing, adhering to, and following the Son of God. And what of the covetous people from the world of music? What about them? Not a few of them see the Christian community as a means of financial gain, so they've flooded the country with what they refer to as Christian music, or contemporary Christian music, or maybe even gospel music. Oh, I'm well aware that everything that's presented in those categories is not wrong, but these are the areas in which some attempt to climb over the wall of music and get to the people of God, doing so without themselves being reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. They flavor their music with some religious cliches, but it's really mostly about life in this world. They're not willing to change their appearance, so they come looking like the world and claiming that God doesn't really care what they look like, something Adam and Eve would certainly not understand. They do not come to fulfill the words of Jesus, "Freely ye have received, freely give," Matthew 10:8. They rather come to sell, gain profit, and go on their way rejoicing. They say the Lord's given them to see this or that, and they've chosen to sell it, because God has not underwritten their work. Further, they do not target the world, that'd be one thing. They rather target the Christian community, climbing over the wall of music to gain access to them. They are thieves and robbers. And what about the media mongrels, those who built large religious empires? Many of them seek to gain access to the people of God by climbing over the wall of crisis, declaring that they have an answer for struggling Christians. Some tell us they can solidify marriage and offer expensive retreats and literature designed to pump life back into failing marriages. Others have found the secret to good health and stand ready to sell us their battery of food supplements. Others who are little more than glorified motivators seek to pump up Christians with their platitudes, suggestions, and trite sayings. They claim they can teach us how to live if only we'll buy their books. They have the answer, but they do not send out workers like Jesus did. Instead, they flood communities with their literature and novel paraphernalia. They're seeking to gain an advantage from God's people by climbing over the wall of crisis. Some of them specialize in helping the poor and fatherless in the world, offering all kinds of opportunities to resolve the crisis of suffering people through their organization. They paint a gloomy picture, but Jesus is really not in it. They use the name of Jesus only to get at the people of God, really aiming to solidify their work with their money of others. It all sounds innocent enough, at least to the naive, but they've climbed up another way, seeking access to the people of God without going through Jesus. Jesus says such people are thieves and robbers. Time would fail me to speak of those who seek to gain access to the sheep by climbing over the wall of health or wealth or clothing or entertainment or vacations or pleasure trips. Oh, there's endless number of exploiters seeking to gain profit from the Christian community without themselves having any productive relationship with Jesus. And what about the political arena, in which men perceive the Christian world as a means of meeting their political ambitions? Think of the people who pander to the Christian community, the religious right, or the evangelical community. They frame their speeches to appeal to such people, thinking they can woo them to their side. But they do not come through Jesus. They do not seek to gain access to the people of God through the Lord Jesus, bringing words from Him to the people and seeking to do for the sheep what Jesus does for them. They want to benefit the people of God without Jesus being in the matter. They want their vote. Even though they are quite willing to say that they should not pray in the name of Jesus publicly, they've climbed over the wall of politics in order to gain access to the people of God. But in so doing, they've only confirmed that they're thieves and robbers. Further, if professing Christians give heed to this kind of people, they'll lose some of the things Jesus has for them. For these people are thieves and robbers. Listening to them will cause heaven to grow dimmer and this present world to seem larger and more important than it really is. Listener, if you are a professing Christian, be sensitive concerning those who make an appeal to you, whether it's a person or a group. When people ask you to give them something, see to it that Jesus Himself is primary in their effort. If He's not, you're being faced with a wall climber, someone who's a thief and a robber. If you stay close to Jesus, their voice will sound strange to your spirit. You'll sense they're attempting to get you off the narrow road that leads to life, luring you into the side path that will ultimately merge with the broad road that leads to destruction. Now take the words of Jesus seriously. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. John 10:7-8. Listener, how do you fit into that picture? Jesus makes no provision for any kind of access to His people in which He Himself is not the prominent person and cause. Now, there's something to think about.